Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It's hour two. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid in the Mightier 1090. It's that WAB, Bogman. That WAB.
Welsh
that
and Bogman.
Welsh and Bogman. I did listen to that, the other song, you know, the... Can we say WAP, right?
You just can't say the lyrics.
Can say the acronym. So now we need, here's what we need. This is a whole official thing here. Our boy Jag has referred to us as WAB. We need a merch line. We need a parody song. And we're going to then need a music video for WAB.
The first time I watched that video, it was the censored one. And I was like, something else would fit here really easily. And that's not making any sense. Then I was like, oh, I'm on the censored.
Interesting enough. I mean, I will be frank. I was there to watch the music video for.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for the song, but I had the same thing. I was like, this seems like a really tame song. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I finished watching the video. I, of course, finished watching the video. I wasn't going to just stop. Then I went back to listen to the actual lyrics just to get an idea. And I was like, oh, okay. This is why everyone's making a TikTok video of their parents listening to this song and getting angry. That's why that's going on. So,
you just imagine, you know, like your grandpa listening to that song going, yeah. I fought for this country, you know, this is how the kids are spending their time. Right here doing this song.
Well, know. We need that's what we need now. We need a WAP X WAB logo of Welsh and Bogman right here on what a good line here on the radio and on Sports Grid. This is the short setup here. This is the anti-monologue segment, but football is what we've got in store for us for the rest of this hour. There's actually a lot of news and notes. There's conversation around, you know, what to believe in camps. And there's actually a couple things that are stewing around that, you know, early camp notes would have made me, and definitely one of them had me excited, and it would have had plenty of us up. And then as we get closer to the season, there's some countering thoughts. There's lots of camp notes. And then we've got a couple articles. What are we going to hit? We're going to hit, we're going to go over to the FanDuel, the sports book on FanDuel, right?
That's right. We're going to go take a look at their preseason bet, see what we'd want to actually bet on and put our hard-earned cash on.
That's right. All right. Well, y'all don't go anywhere because y'all need some more of that WAB. It's that Welsh and Bogman.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In This League.
Somebody royally forked up.
Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back. It is In This League. ITL, go to inthisleague.com if you want to check out and support your boys, Bogman and the Welsh. That's us. That is our Patreon. And that's where you can, you can get your draft prep on. You can check out the GroupMe rooms. We've got live streams. You get access to us. You get to hang out with your two favorite people. Hopefully
with
us all the time. So come and check us out, inthisleague.com. Sign up today. $5. I'll get you a lot further than $5 or get you anywhere else. What can
five bucks? We're cheap dates. Just give us $5. We'll be good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. You remember those bits where they'd be like, I mean, I always hated the bits where like, for a cup of coffee, blah, blah, blah. But like, what's $5 right now? Like in a general sense, not like, well, it's like a pack of gum and like what you would regularly spend. Yeah. Can you get like a burger for $5?
Yeah. And you can get a burger for $5. So that'll feed you one day. $5, given to us, will feed you for a month, right? So, won't feed you at all, but we'll feed your mind and your entertainment for $5.
I mean, you probably feel fuller looking at us or better about yourself.
Well, that's true. Yeah, at least better about yourself, if not anything. Come on.
That is a guarantee. Check us out on Twitter, at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. Let's talk some football. Lots of little notes out here. I want to go with this first one, and of course, I went away from it. This one specifically is kind of tied to me, and I don't know, like, I don't want to be too cavalier about it because, like, I kind of jumped on the first side of this, and I don't want to take this and be like, oh, yeah, I don't even think about this guy because I'm kind of high on him. But I saw Brad Evans share, it's not about Brad Evans here, it's actually about an article that now I can't find from the Athletic that was talking about risers, fallers, battle for roster spots with the Washington football team. Mm-hmm. The Washington football
camp team. Battles,
which I still wish was Washington the football, because the acronym would be a lot better. Since we're on an acronym, jump here, like we're WAB, that would be WTF.
It'd be WTF, and they're the Fighting Mark Marins. So.
Boomer Lives. That's what's going on. It all would be better than what they currently have going on, where
that's true.
They don't have a name. They're the football team, and their mascot is a really bad owner, Dan.
Yeah.
That's their mascot right now. It's not a good look. So WAB and WTF here.
At least he got more accusations over the weekend. So
not the last ones. But Evan shared this because in this note from The Athletic says that Washington may keep four backs on their game day roster since Turner's system uses plenty of two back sets. That's the quote in there. But if the decision is only three backs, currently it would be Adrian Peterson, Anthony Gibson, and JD McKissick. That would leave off the very hyped Bryce Love. And I've been a pretty big proponent of taking Bryce Love right now because I think he's dirt cheap. This is sub 50 with a guy that could be a starter. I don't know if it comes right out the gates, but this definitely this puts a shadow over a lot of the exciting hype that is Bryce Love in a redraft format. And if you look at the three backs that is in this article, it makes sense because they're all different. JD McKissick he's kind of a power receiving back, maybe a little change of pace. Adrian Peterson is very vertical, through the tackles, through the guards. McKissick is a little bit more stretched out, maybe a complementary to Anthony Gibson, who's more of a wideout. So it's like you have three layers of different running backs, where Bryce Love probably more closely resembles a JD McKissick. So it's kind of, to me, it's like a McKissick versus Bryce Love situation. You were never a big Bryce Love guy in the first place. He's not getting cut. This puts Peyton Barber on the chopping block, I think, blatantly. But do you feel vindicated, or do you think this just says like Bryce Love is really, even though it's a fun guess, he's just not draftable? Is that how you feel?
Well, it's not that I wasn't, it's not that I hate Bryce Love or anything. It's just, I don't know. And I really wish we had, like one preseason game so we could see what he looks like as far as cutting and speed and all that stuff goes, because all we have right now are a couple of camp highlights where he looks like he's running in quicksand, but they're also running those drills at like three quarter speed. I saw the same one with Antonio Gibson. He didn't look very fast, and we know he's got wheels. So I think this kind of boils down to, what can Bryce Love do? Not on just offense. Can he play special teams? Is he healthy enough? Is that knee good enough? for him to play special teams, because I don't think he can either. So no. If they do go with three, I think he's definitely the cut, because I'm looking, and last year, you know, McKissick isn't a special teams ace or anything, but he was in on special teams plays. I think that's all but four games last season. So he's at least part of the unit there and has experience. So,
and I think one thing they say though, Boggs, is like, they only speculate if it were three, if the team didn't want
four
deep. And I think if you're going to put a running back on special teams, you're probably going to want more than, let's say if McKissick were to go down, you'd probably want more than AP and Gibson. So I think more than not, the team is going to have four backs active on the day, but I just don't know how much Bryce Love is, how much he's going to be featured.
And if Rivera or, you know, whoever is running personnel decisions in Washington by the time this comes out, because who knows, it's kind of a volatile situation there.
Yeah.
But, when cuts start happening, there might be another running back that their surprise gets cut or whatever. And they say, hey, you know, let's go get Jalen Samuels or whoever it is, you know, someone that gets cut from another team, and let's just boot Bryce Love or McKissick, depending on what that guy does. Like, if a good special teamer gets cut, maybe that is better for Bryce Love, because they say, okay, well, we'll dump McKissick and we'll pick up this guy.
Wilson is, I cannot imagine this guy gets cut and he gets traded. That, I mean, you know, we did just see another trade happen that you kind of laugh about, but the New York Football Jets went out and traded for Kalen Ballage, which is Adam Gase's guy, and they gave up a pick for Ballage. Just,
they got to fire him right now.
Out of left field. It was wild.
They got to fire him right now. Like, I don't, this is the worst trade. Kalen Ballage is one of the worst football players I've ever watched play. And I've watched a lot of football for a long time. I'm telling you, he's the only guy I've ever seen duck at a pass coming at him. Still to this day,
I've seen some wideouts. I've seen a couple wideouts out. Well, I guess, maybe not. But
sometimes when alligator arms are going to get hit over the middle or something. This was a flare. This is like a little circle pattern out of a shotgun. The ball's coming right to him. He ducked and it just hit the ground right behind him. So he has the worst instincts. He's very, very athletic. We knew that watching him at ASU. He just has terrible instincts. And for whatever reason, I feel like his confidence has been shot playing for the Dolphins. So I don't know, man.
He's also like with one of those guys, there's a proper way to use him. But I think the big key here, and I wonder if I know the dismissiveness, but for them to go and trade for Ballage, and you now have a system of Ballage, Gore, and Bell, I just don't think it speaks well to an increase in touches for Le'Veon Bell.
I don't think he's going to, I think he could decrease touches.
Okay, well, but you've been very like, Frank Gore, is this the one that's kind of like, well, now no. I don't feel good.
No, Kalen Ballage,
but I'm not.
Kalen Ballage is going to get cut. Like they didn't give up a pick. It's a conditional pick. He has to make the team. So I don't think he's going to make the team.
I think the combo box of them trading for Ballage, you have the disconnect already where Gase said, oh yeah, hamstring, Bell's out. And Bell's like, I wasn't out. And the rumor out now is it's about touches. So you already have discourse between the two. You've got Frank Gore in there, who all the beat writers are reporting how much Gase loves him. And there's talk of split, whether it's real or not. And then you get him trading a conditional pick for one of his former players. I'm just saying it all adds up to this, like, kind of muddy-ish situation. I told you on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, which just released on Friday, if people want to check out, that I say all of this stuff to say, like, I don't know if you could even move Bell further down from where he's already listed based on facts, but I do think it creates a situation. Well, me, not you, because you have.
Oh, no, not at all. I don't worry about Frank Gore or Kalen Ballage even a little bit at all. Le'Veon Bell had 800 snaps last year, and I think he was top five among running backs. So I think that could easily come down. I think adding Frank Gore, and I said this before, that I think his snaps will come down. He is getting older and stuff, but I just don't think his production's going to.
Yeah, and you got your guy. That's your guy, and it shouldn't, but, you know, it's Adam Gase, so he should be fired.
That's true.
When we come back, we got a couple more notes I want to go through, because there's another big important one as far as a handcuff and a backup, and then we'll go take a look at a little bit of the sports book. So don't go anywhere. Bogman and Welsh, that web, coming back.
Sports
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Welcome back. It is In This League. ITL, go to inthisleague.com if you want to check out and support your boys, Bogman and the Welsh. That's us. That is our Patreon. And that's where you can, you can get your draft prep on. You can check out the GroupMe rooms. We've got live streams. You get access to us. You get to hang out with your two favorite people. Hopefully,
right.
Us all the time. So come and check us out in thisleague.com. Sign up today. $5. I'll get you a lot further than $5 will get you anywhere else. What can five?
Right. We're cheap dates. Just give us $5. We'll be good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. You remember those bits where they'd be like, I mean, I always hated the bits where like, for a cup of coffee, blah, blah, blah. But like, what's $5 right now? Like in a general sense, not like, well, it's like a pack of gum and like what you would regularly spend.
Yeah.
Can you get like a burger for $5?
Yeah, you can get a burger for $5. So that'll feed you one day. $5, given to us will feed you for a month, right? So, we won't feed you at all, but we'll feed your mind and your entertainment for $5.
I mean, you probably feel fuller looking at us or better about yourself.
Well, that's true. Yeah, at least better about yourself, if not anything. Come on.
That is a guarantee. Check us out on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. Let's talk some football. Lots of little notes out here. I want to go with this first one. And of course, I went away from it. This one specifically is kind of tied to me. And I don't know, like, I don't want to be too cavalier about it because, like, I kind of jumped on the first side of this. And I don't want to take this and be like, oh, yeah, I don't even think about this guy because I'm kind of high on him. But I saw Brad Evans share. It's not about Brad Evans here. It's actually about an article that now I can't find from the Athletic that was talking about risers, fallers, battle for roster spots with the Washington football team. Mm-hmm. The Washington football
camp
team.
Battles,
which I still wish was Washington the football, because the acronym would be a lot better. Since we're on an acronym, jump here, like we're WAB. That would be WTF.
It'd be WTF, and they're the Fighting Mark Marins. So.
Boomer Lives. That's what's going on. it all would be better than what they currently have going on. Where
that's true.
They don't have a name. They're the football team, and their mascot is a really bad owner, Dan.
Yeah.
That's their mascot right now. It's not a good look. So, WAB and WTF here.
At least he got more accusations over the weekend. So,
Not the last ones, but. Evan shared this because in this note from The Athletic says that Washington may keep four backs on their game day roster since Turner's system uses plenty of two back sets. That's the quote in there. But if the decision is only three backs, currently it would be Adrian Peterson, Anthony Gibson, and JD McKissick. That would leave off the very hyped Bryce Love. And I've been a pretty big proponent of taking Bryce Love right now because I think he's dirt cheap. This is sub 50 with a guy that could be a starter. I don't know if it comes right out the gates, but this definitely this puts a shadow over a lot of the exciting hype that is Bryce Love in a redraft format. And if you look at the three backs that is in this article, it makes sense because they're all different. You know, J.D. McKissic is, he's kind of a power receiving back, maybe a little change of pace. Adrian Peterson is very vertical, you know, through the tackles, through the guards. McKissic is a little bit more stretched out, maybe a complementary to Anthony Gibson, who's more of a wideout. So it's like you have three layers of different running backs, where Bryce Love probably more closely resembles a J.D. McKissic. So it's kind of, to me, it's like a McKissic versus Bryce Love situation. You were never a big Bryce Love guy in the first place. He's not getting cut. This puts Peyton Barber on the chopping block, I think, blatantly. But, you know, do you feel vindicated, or do you think this just says, like, Bryce Love is really, even though it's a fun guess, he's just not draftable? Is that how you feel?
Well, you know, it's not that I wasn't, it's not that I hate Bryce Love or anything. It's just I don't know. And I really wish we had, you know, like one preseason game so we could see what he looks like as far as cutting and speed and all that stuff goes, because all we have right now are a couple of camp highlights where he looks like he's running in quicksand, but they're also running those drills at like three quarter speed. You know, I saw the same one with Antonio Gibson. He didn't look very fast, and we know he's got wheels. So I think this kind of boils down to, you know, what can Bryce Love do, not on just offense? Can he play special teams? Is he healthy enough? Is that knee good enough for him to play special teams? Because I don't think he can either. So no. If they do go with three, I think he's definitely the cut, because I'm looking, and last year, you know, McKissic isn't a special teams ace or anything, but he was in on special teams plays. I think that's all but four games last season. So he's at least part of the unit there and has experience. So,
and I think one thing they say though, Boggs, is like, they only speculate if it were three, if the team didn't want
four
deep. And I think if you're going to put a running back on special teams, you're probably going to want more than, let's say if McKissic were to go down, you'd probably want more than AP and Gibson. So I think more than not, the team is going to have four backs active on the day, but I just don't know how much Bryce Love is, you know, how much, you know, he's going to be featured.
And if Rivera or, you know, whoever is running personnel decisions in Washington by the time this comes out, because who knows, it's kind of a volatile situation there.
Yeah.
But, you know, when cuts start happening, there might be another running back that their surprise gets cut or whatever. And they say, hey, you know, let's go get Jalen Samuels or whoever it is, you know, someone that gets cut from another team, and let's just boot Bryce Love or McKissic, depending on what that guy does. Like, if a good special teamer gets cut, maybe that is better for Bryce Love, because they say, okay, well, we'll dump McKissic and we'll pick up this guy.
Jeffrey Wilson is, I cannot imagine this guy gets cut and he gets traded. That, I mean, you know, we did just see another trade happen that you kind of laugh about, but the New York Football Jets went out and traded for Kalen Ballage, which is Adam Gase's guy, and they gave up a pick for Ballage. Just,
they got to fire him right now.
Out of left field. It was wild.
They got to fire him right now. Like, this is the worst trade. Kalen Ballage is one of the worst football players I've ever watched play. And I've watched a lot of football for a long time. I'm telling you, he's the only guy I've ever seen duck at a pass coming at him. Still to this day,
I've seen some wide out. I've seen a couple wide outs out. Well, I guess, maybe not. It's
but sometimes when arms. They, alligator arms are going to get hit over the middle or something. This was a flare. This is like a little circle pattern out of a shotgun. The ball's coming right to him. He ducked and it just hit the ground right behind him. So he has the worst instincts. He's very, very athletic. We knew that watching him at ASU. He just has terrible instincts. And for whatever reason, I feel like his confidence has been shot playing for the Dolphins. So I don't know, man.
He's also like with one of those guys, there's a proper way to use him. But I think the big key here, and I wonder if I know the dismissiveness, but for them to go and trade for Ballage, and you now have a system of Ballage, Gore, and Bell, I just don't think it speaks well to an increase in touches for Le'Veon Bell.
I don't think he's going to, I think he could decrease touches.
Okay. Well, but you've been very like, Frank Gore, is this the one that's kind of like, well, now no. I don't feel good.
No,
Kalen
Ballage is going to get cut. Like they didn't give up a pick. It's a conditional pick. He has to make the team. So, I don't think he's going to make the team.
I think the combo box of them trading for Bellage, you have the disconnect already where Gay said, oh yeah, hamstring, Bell's out. And Bell's like, I wasn't out. And the rumor out now is it's about touches. So you already have discourse between the two. You've got Frank Gore in there, who all the beat writers are reporting how much Gase loves him. And there's talk of split, whether it's real or not. And then you get him trading a conditional pick for one of his former players. I'm just saying it all adds up to this, like, kind of muddy-ish situation. I told you on the ITL Fantasy Football podcast, which just released on Friday, if people want to check out, that I say all of this stuff to say, like, I don't know if you could even move Bell further down from where he's already listed based on facts, but I do think it creates a situation. Well, me, not you, because you have.
Oh, no, not at all. I don't worry about Frank Gore or Kalen Blage even a little bit at all. Le'Veon Bell had 800 snaps last year, and I think he was top five among running backs. So I think that could easily come down. I think adding Frank Gore, and I said this before, that I think his snaps will come down. He is getting older and stuff, but I just don't think his production's going to.
Yeah, and you got your guy. That's your guy, and it shouldn't, but, you know, it's Adam Gase, so he should be fired.
That's true.
When we come back, we got a couple more notes I want to go through because there's another big important one as far as a handcuff and a backup, and then we'll go take a look at a little bit of the sports book. So don't go anywhere. Bogman and Welsh, that web, coming back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
Hi, friendos, we're back. It is Welsh. It is Welsh. It is Bogman.
It is Welsh. Hello, Welsh.
Technically lords. We're technically lords of Buckingham. I don't know what we are. What were we lords again?
Buckingham? Glencoe.
Glencoe. Lord Welsh of Glencoe and Scott
Bogman. Do you see YMH? They have that. They have that ad.
That ad. I know. Some listeners like 3 years ago purchased in our name plots of land. So technically, we are lords. We are lords of Glencoe, which is
not a touristy, fake, stupid thing at all. We're definitely lords.
I actually love the idea that someone could take like a town and they're just like, we're going to treat this like Sim City. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to sell little plots and we're going to make a bunch of money, and not a bunch of money. I don't know if it's that great, but, you know, they probably could just like stack dirt plots. I mean, at the end of the day, you know what they probably are not doing? Actually setting anything off. They're just like, yeah, it's like stars, you know, like, oh, I bought you a star. There's a star named after you. Well, where is it? It's in the stars.
I definitely did that for my grandmother for Mother's Day when I was like, you know, 15.
Yeah, so. when you're like 12, that's the coolest thing on the planet. Like, I can have a star named after me, and then you realize, oh, I got got.
Oh, well, just so we know, aliens that live in the planet surrounding that star, you better call that star my grandma's name, because I named it. You know, yeah, that's clearly
Grandma Bogman. That's right. Grammy Bogman right there.
That's in right.
The nebulous galaxy.
Yeah, the nebulous galaxy. Right. Correct. Yes, exactly.
All right. So we're lords. And the only reason we got there was because I spoke weird when we came back. Oh, hello, everybody. It is Bogman. It is Welsh talking football. And I get you on the Le'Veon Bell front. Here's another one, though. So, because I gave you the credit. You were definitely, I think, my excitement of Bryce Love in especially a weird backfield. I'm still not going to come off of it, but, you know, there's questions on where Bryce Love is really going to be this year. You don't have questions regardless of Kalen Blage being traded, but someone you've been heavily invested in, Bogman, as far as fantasy drafts go, has been DeAndre Washington in Kansas City. And the Athletic's Nate Taylor is reporting that Daryl Williams is the direct backup to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. There could still be questions because I believe it could move around. I mean, they still have got Darwin Thompson. But it's noted that Bieniemy has been complimenting Daryl Williams' pass-catching ability and blocking, and it makes him kind of the de facto no-brainer. So it doesn't take anything away from Allaire, but if you are looking at, you know, who's the next guy up if Allaire were to falter or move down, it looks like Daryl Williams, not Washington, is the guy.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's not unbelievably, you know, earth shaking to me or anything. I do like DeAndre Washington. And like I said before, you know, one of those things that I liked was he played with Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech. So there's probably just a little bit of built in trust there between those guys. And what I actually really liked about DeAndre Washington is that he ranked, I think it was, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th in the league in pass block rating, according to Pro Football Focus last season.
Is that Washington or Williams?
Washington.
Well, it's so weird that they're complimenting Williams, though.
Well, it's not weird. I mean, he might just be flat out playing better. He might be in better physical shape. You know, he's also played in this system for the last 2 or 3 seasons, and DeAndre Washington hasn't. He's been, you know, in Oakland with the Raiders or Vegas, you know, where they are now. So he hasn't been with the Chiefs ever. So it makes sense that, you know, Daryl Williams is ahead. I just think that if Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the issues that he had that were being commented on early was his pass blocking ability and things like that. So I thought Washington was kind of one of those guys where it's like, okay, well, if you bring in Washington, who's known for his pass blocking, this is one of those things where he's probably getting third down. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire becomes more of a 2-down back than a 3-down back already. And they'll probably give Washington a little bit of run too, if he's good in that role. So that was kind of my thought process. Now, if Daryl Williams is the guy, then Daryl Williams is the guy. I still think Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know, is going to be great. But I, you know, like we mentioned a million times, you and I both agree on that. You know, you take him the first round, you strip away all the value out of him. He now has to perform as a first rounder for you, and we just haven't seen it yet. So
I will tell you on that front, more recently, as of Friday, actually, you guys will, if you check out our Patreon and you're signed up just at the sergeant level or above, you would see we did our brand new ranks. And I've been saying this for 3 months, like you said, that, you know, you take him at 7 overall, you strip away all the upside value. And I haven't really, you know, moved off of that because the entire argument was being made when Damian Williams was there. And slowly you've pieced away what, you know, how he's become more valuable. But in doing my ranks and going through, the question mark surrounding the running backs that he has been centered around has become so much bigger. And I mean, I'm talking about Kenyon Drake in the walking boot and nicks and bruises. Joe Mixon, who
with the migraines.
Well, the migraines, the hammy or whatever, and then the contract. There's major questions around him. There's questions around Kenyon Drake. There's questions around my guy Miles Sanders and how bad the offensive line is banged up, and he is banged up. And then all of a sudden, you're talking about, you know, oh man, this value on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You're talking about him now being like the 8 overall pick. I mean, I have bumped him up. You can justifiably, after Derrick Henry, I don't think it's ridiculous to take Clyde Edwards-Helaire now based on where these other guys are at and where he is in the system without any true competition. So it's funny that, like, you know, Jake and everybody was there months ago, and I think we're now justifiably there where he is a first rounder. He's a no doubt first rounder now because of all the running back questions, but it took us to get here to justify it instead of just being like, oh, he's good and he's in Kansas City and he's going to be great.
Now, do you still feel confident in taking him that high, or are you taking him and going, "Oof, this is a pretty big swing. So I need to get, you know, just high floor players after that, like, you know, Mark Ingrams and, you know, people like that." Or are you like, would you take Clyde Edwards-Helaire and then take another hack a little bit later with a guy with a ton of upside?
I mean, I'm not afraid to take another hack a little bit later, but me, and I know a lot of people would say not, I agree with what you said. Like, I've got him at 10 overall right now, and that's simply because of what's happened. Now, we've gone through the motions a million times where there are wide receivers that are better justified to be over him, but it's a drafting habit. So my ranks, my ranks are going to represent what I'm going to do in a drafting habit. So I'm just telling you, like, I have him over.
My next question was, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's going into my point here. When we did the last mock, remember I picked at 9, and Michael Thomas fell to me, and then Hopkins fell to me in the second round. You actually liked the way my team was constructed in that one. Yeah. I took Jonathan Taylor in the third. That was my swing. You know, I think I can't remember who my other running back was, but it was it might have been Bell. My team was decent. It was starting out wide receiver. It was much better than you know, just that I had been doing. So what are your thoughts after seeing that? Would you still want to go Clyde Edwards-Helaire over, like, you know, maybe not Michael Thomas, but Davante Adams or anyone else, any other wide receiver in the first round?
I'm a layer over Adams, and it's not okay. From necessarily a talent standpoint. It's a need standpoint. I don't disagree, because I did like your team. I relatively liked your team, but I still
changed my opinion on it a little bit. I got to say, because I've been picking from 9 so many times and just not liking how my team turned out. I was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to like this one either. But, you know, Michael Thomas fell, and then, Hopkins, I think, is still going to be great, fell to me in the second. So it just looked better than I thought it was going to be. So
I'd be comfortable at 9 because I still think there's a decent chance. But see, we say this, and we have been in so many drafts where the running back draft pull is so intense that trying to adjust to it has pushed these big players down. So what I'm saying is, like, we've seen where I'm like, okay, at 9, yeah, maybe I could take Davante Adams, and I'll get Chubb coming back. No, you're probably not, because then you might see the next 5 picks be running back. So then all of a sudden it's Allaire, it's Jacobs, it's Mixon, it's Drake, and it's Chubb. And the best you might be able to do is Aaron Jones or Fournette. And I know in your mind, Fournette justifies it. In my mind, Fournette is a different tier of a player from Jacobs and from Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So,
and that's more than fair. I mean, that's 90% of the industry, you know. So
yeah, well, but I think
I'm out on a limb by myself on Fournette. You're with me there on that.
Yeah, so. But I'm also not against Fournette. I'd say he's a different tier. Your justification why you're more comfortable, and I think it probably changes your mind, is because you know with a fact you can get Leonard Fournette coming back into that second round, and he's in the tier of those players. For him not to be for me, I would rather get the running back I'm comfortable with on the front side. If the running back, insanity happens, Hopkins is going to fall back to me. So I'd rather go running back, wide out, and attempt to get the running back in the second round, and then just adjust to wide out, then go wide out and go, ah, crap. You know, it's Fournette or Davante, or Fournette or Hopkins now. Well, I'm going to go Hopkins, and now I'm going into the third round of a draft without a running back. The only way I do that is in a 12 or a 10 team league. Anything bigger, it ain't happening. It ain't happening, Jack. No way.
Yeah. And I think I would agree with that sentiment. And we've been doing, we've been doing the 16 man drafts with a bunch of people that know that we want running backs early. So the running backs dry up incredibly fast. I don't know if you noticed my Champs League team, but I accidentally drafted the Broncos. It's just my team is the Broncos. I have Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Philip Lindsay, Melvin Gordon. And I think I might have just taken the Denver defense too. So go Broncos in the Champs League. So I'm very excited.
Have fun. Go Bogman in the Champs League, because I don't care, because Devin Singletary got taken for me in the third round when I didn't do it. So I don't care, but I'm glad you're the Broncos. But yeah, 16 team leagues and 14, they're a completely different ballgame.
They are.
You can take more chances in a 12 team if you have prepared properly, exactly to what we're talking about. So maybe we can talk a little bit more about that. We'll see if we can dig into the sports book like we were saying. So don't go anywhere. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. It's In This League. Wow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Hi, Teal guys. We're back. Wab, Bogman, and Welsh. Wait, Welsh and Bogman. It's got to be Welsh and Bogman. Otherwise, it's Ba.
Ba.
Right?
Ba with the Ba, the Bang, the Bang, Diggy, Diggy.
Ba, da, da, ba, da, ba, da, 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 da,
jump the Jaggy, Jaggy.
Yeah, probably one of the few songs that you can actually sing. I'll bet you could rock. You could do a Limp Bizkit song right now, right?
I might be able to do Nookie.
I would love for you to turn that red shirt you're wearing into the red hat. That would
be the cool. Red hat. Yeah. So I think I might be okay for current day Fred Durst, but I'm way too fat to be past day Fred Durst. So.
Are you? I think it's yesterday that just happened. But the brand new Bill and Ted dropping. I don't know if we talked about this in hour one, or I know we recently kind of brought this up, but like, are you going to toe the line on movies? I know you would be dying to go see Keanu Reeves and Bill and Ted 3 or Tenet next week. I don't know when the hell it's coming out, to be honest with you, but Tenet's coming out soon. No, you're not going to do movies?
I'm not. It's not that I'm not going to do movies, but I'm not going to be clamoring. I think I'm going to wait a couple months till the fervor of it dies down to go back. So
I got
to
see if I still have this. I got this hilarious email. It was more of a corporate email from this place here in Phoenix. And they're kind of a big new. I purposely saved it. Yeah, here it is. I'm not going to say who they are. But in there, they send this newsletter. And they say, listen to this description. So the title, it says, movie theaters begin reopening with lower capacity now. Here is the description. If sitting in a dark room to be entertained with a bucket of popcorn and an oversized container of soda in your lap is your idea of a good time, you're in luck. And I wanted to be like, I do that every night. I don't.
Boy, yeah.
That's how you describe movie. Your entire
thing. I never wrote that. Sounds like they're real fun at like parties and stuff. So they're not like real sticklers. Yeah.
It literally sounds like a robot's algorithm of figuring out how to describe movie theaters. If sitting in a dark room to be entertained with a bucket of popcorn and an oversized container of soda.
Telling jokes is funny to you. I guess you can go do that, you psychos.
That's the line you use.
Like, you know what? It's not even about going and sitting in a dark theater. It's about leaving your house. You know, and I think that's what more people are into. It's just wanting to get out and do something. So,
yeah, I mean,
which is understandable for everybody. You know,
I'm not going, but I thought that was interesting. A good selling point. Let me tell you about them. Do you know about movie theaters? You guys know these things? They're dark rooms of popcorn and soda. I don't know. Whatever.
Right.
All right. Hey, I'm out of here. Hour 3 is coming up. That doesn't mean we're done. So we've got Bogman and Bubba.
That's right.
Don't go anywhere.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.